It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Schools in New Mexico have joined online educational services around the world after the COVID-19 pandemic made it necessary for distance education. Emily Guerra talked to NMSU College of Education Professor of Learning Design and Technology, Dr. Lauren Cifuentes, on how to adjust to remote learning and the need to take care of our social, emotional, and physical well-being.
What is the importance of remote learning, and how can schools prepare and adjust?
Well, this is an exciting time for remote learning. Obviously, it's kind of joined the mainstream now because of COVID-19. It was well on its way to joining the mainstream, but this accelerated the process considerably. So most schools now around the world are using the internet to help deliver educational services to students. So for those of us who have been in distance learning and online learning for a long time, it's actually an exciting time for us because we see what an incredible savior it's been for this period of time during the epidemic. So, you know, remote learning is helping us deliver educational services, and how can schools adjust? Been a very tough time for schooling and for school administrators, school teachers, students in schooling. Everyone is having a hard time. We can adjust by working closely with caregivers, the adults in the home who are taking care of children and aren't used to guiding their educational experiences. And now they have to balance. Many parents are working full time. They're taking care of multiple children, perhaps. They're stressed. Some parents are suffering with access to food and housing and whatnot. So we're going through a real rough time, and they can adjust by setting routines. Really, a very useful tool right now is for adults to sit down and take the time to structure their day and structure their week in such a way that they know how much time they're spending online and each person in the household is spending online. Very often they're sharing one computer. Schools are providing computers to students, and that's helping a lot. But we don't want students always on screen time. So, you know, ideally, teachers are creating mini lessons that they give and then send students off to do the work of the curriculum to some extent, either on their own or online in collaboration with their peers. And we don't want teachers spending all day online, and we don't want students spending all day online. We want them to be doing educational activities both on and off screen. But using the computer is pretty powerful. Teachers and students can take advantage of the literally millions of online resources, and most of these are free. Many of these are free, and interactive tools that are provided by, for instance, New Mexico PED, National Science Foundation, the Library of Congress. There are incredible numbers. All states right now, because of COVID, have developed curricula online. And that's just incredibly useful. And students can work through some of those activities on their own or collaboratively with their peers or with their instructor. But instructors shouldn't be online all day, and students shouldn't be online all day. So teachers need to develop active, engaging assignments that send students off to work, you know, perhaps on websites separate of them, to explore their home, to explore their yard. There are materials in most homes that can be parts of science experiments and such. But we do know that different families have different resources and different access to supports. So we need to keep that in mind. As teachers, we have to keep in mind that people have unequal resources, and we have to advocate for students and families and help them gain access to resources, not just online resources, but also community resources. Everyone needs to know that in New Mexico, we're all part of communities, and we need to help each other out to get through this issue. New Mexico State has received $500,000 grant from the state to help Southern New Mexico schools with their transition from fully face-to-face to some are doing blended, some are doing fully online programming. But this grant is to help support families and caregivers with their social and emotional and physical needs. So we want to keep in mind that people can't enjoy an educational opportunity if they don't have enough exercise, they don't have enough sleep, they don't have enough nutrition or social life. And COVID-19 is challenging that for people. So we just need to bend, I think, as educators right now, and know that everybody needs support. Everyone that I know, anyway, is working very hard to make this work for themselves and for others. We need to help people set priorities and take care of their emotional, physical well-being first.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Dr. Lauren C. Fuentes at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.